We're going to begin our special session of our Commissioners' Court. Let the record reflect that all of our commissioners are present. If we could all stand for our invocation and our pledges, please. Do we have a volunteer, someone who could come and do our invocation?
Gable?
Yes, Gable. If you could come up to the microphone, Constable. Thanks, sir.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today just to say thank you. Thank you for being with us. And we ask that you're with the court today and everyone that's present. And we just ask that to provide peace upon us and make good decisions and with what we're dealing with the coronavirus and such. And we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Constable. Pledge to our flags, the American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all. You may be seated. As you know, over the last couple of weeks, we have encountered issues having to do with the COVID-19 virus. We have been in touch with the Department of Health Services here in the state of Texas, with our own Department of Health, the doctors associated with it, as well as the CDC. We have gone through the CDC's management of this type of a crisis process. We have gone through the preparedness phase. We have recently been through the minimal to moderate phase, and today we enter into the substantial phase. That is, continue to monitor local information, continue to practice personal protective measures, continue to put household plan in place, and additionally, all individuals should limit community movement and adapt to disruptions to routine activities, i.e., example, the potential for school or work closures according to guidance from local officials. As a result of that, and the stage to which we have moved, pursuant to local government code, I have made a declaration of disaster, a public health emergency for Montgomery County. And I've asked our county attorney, Amy, if you would please, if you can stand. And can you come to the microphone, or is there a microphone there that you can come
this
to?
This microphone?
And, yes, if you would read from there, if you would, please.
Whereas beginning on December 2019, a novel coronavirus, now designated COVID-19, was detected in mainland China and has since spread throughout the world. And whereas the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a worldwide pandemic on March 11, 2020, and whereas extraordinary measures must be taken to contain COVID-19 and prevent its spread throughout Montgomery County, now therefore be it proclaimed by the County Judge of Montgomery County, the state of disaster is declared for Montgomery County, Texas, pursuant to Section 418-108A of the Texas Government Code, that the county's emergency plan has been implemented, that the state of disaster shall continue for a period of not more than 7 days from the date hereof, unless the same is continued by the consent of Commissioners Court of the County of Montgomery, Texas, that this proclamation shall take effect immediately from and after its issuance, ordered this 12th day of March, 2020.
All right. Now, I have taken the liberty, pursuant to the government code, of signing this and putting it in place. What I'm now am asking the commissioners to do is to extend it from the 7 days to a 30-day extension. And Amy,
and Judge, we do have an order for that as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you read that, please?
Whereas the declaration of local disaster issued by the county judge, a local state of disaster was declared on March 12th, whereas pursuant to the Texas Government Code Section 118-108H, the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County may now renew and extend the declaration of local disaster. Now, therefore, on this 12th day of March 2020, at a special meeting of the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, there came for consideration and approval a motion by the Commissioner's Court to renew the declaration of local disaster issued for a public health emergency for a period of 30 days.
Judge, I move. All right. Is that on top of the 7, or is that a total of 30 days?
It's a total of 30.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Now, pursuant to this disaster declaration, I have also assigned an order that I would like to read. It's an order affecting the occupancy of premises throughout Montgomery County. Under the authority granted to me by Chapter 418, Texas Government Code, a disaster declaration has been issued effective on March 12, 2020. Additionally, pursuant to Section 418.108G, Texas Government Code, I hereby issue the following orders. Any event sponsored or permitted by Montgomery County shall cease. Events greater than 250 persons shall cease at all public facilities across Montgomery County. Any event greater than 250 persons held at private facilities is urged to cancel, but should make those determinations within their organizations and with staff of those facilities. Events of 250 persons or more that would include any population at severe risk or severe illness should cease. We define the population at the greatest risk per the CDC, anyone over the age of 65 and or those with severe medical conditions as defined by the CDC guidelines. Nursing homes and senior living centers should limit visitation of the public within their facilities. This order does not extend to law enforcement activities, emergency responses, court operations to include jury operations, and to all school districts or private school facilities within the jurisdiction of Montgomery County. All Montgomery County employees must report for work as required by their supervisors. Effective immediately and through the duration of this order, all Montgomery County employees shall cease any work-related travel. This order shall take effect at midnight, March 13, 2020, and extend for a duration of 30 days and may be extended as needed. I have signed this order. Are there any comments that gentlemen or that you would all like to make before citizen comments?
Judge,
yes.
I appreciate your response to this disaster and the leadership that you've shown for all of us in Montgomery County. We worked closely on this declaration and with your staff and with guidance from our public health department and public health officials. And I think that at this time, these are very prudent precautionary measures that not only we should take at the county level, but again, I'd like to urge all private facilities hosting events over 250 people or more to strongly consider following the county's guidance on this particular issue. It's urgently important that we do all that we can to contain or to minimize the spread of this virus in our community, and that is the impetus for the response that we've made today.
I think we need a little information on specifics that deal with the order. For example, community centers, do we shut them down?
This is Jason Millsaps, my chief of staff.
That we operate out here on the lake. Do we shut it down? We close it? Anyway, we need some specifics, I think, to go along with the order.
Yeah. Good morning, Commissioner. Pursuant to the order, yes, county facilities that are hosting events that are over 250 in population or size should cease those events. That also extends to...
Well, we don't sponsor the
events. Yeah, but you'd have events.
That's not just the sponsored events. That's also at facilities. That's item two on the order. Events of size of 250 or higher at public facilities across the county. That would include all buildings owned by the public.
So the facilities will be closed for 30 days is what you're saying?
Well, they'll be open to smaller events, but not events of size of 250 or higher.
Well, Jason, we don't know how many is going to show up every day out there anyway.
True.
I mean, it's...
Commissioner Metter, yesterday Commissioner Riley informed me that he had made the decision to suspend senior activities at his community center, and I followed suit. I thought that was a great proactive step to take. And since then, we are going to cancel all activities at the community center during this 30-day
Weddings?
Yes.
Anything?
You know, we've got weddings already scheduled for our events. So if they don't have over 250 people, they can still have their wedding. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
That is correct. Yes, sir. That would fall under the order.
And here, while we believe this is the right number, who knows what? This is changing so fast,
yeah, I know.
Commissioner. And if we were needed to amend this to shorten it sometime in the future, in a couple weeks or whatever, that we're always, there's always an option to do that. However, we don't know what the future holds.
Does that order say buildings or property? What are we going to do about Little League Baseball and horse arenas and...
I believe the order says public facilities, Commissioner.
I'm sorry?
I believe the order says public facilities. That would include those types of facilities as well.
So no Little League for 30 days, no softball, no nothing.
County facilities, that's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, the elephant in the room is the fair. And that's a public facility.
Correct.
What we're saying then is the fair is canceled.
We have been in contact with the Fair Association, and we've notified them of this decision, and they are aware of it. And yes, at this
that's
time.
Correct.
It's come up to me a couple of times. Would there be any way to allow the animal show, the non-livestock show,
over 250.
The auctions to go on without the carnival or the senior day or the huge events out there? I guess if you read it,
I don't.
Commissioner, I have to tell you that in light of our attempt to beat the peak, in light of the national precedent, in light of our local community precedents by both of our surrounding larger counties, if any item, regardless of what it is, in order to beat that peak of what we're trying to do here. What I'm saying. It's
I acknowledge the fact that you've taken the leadership role.
Yes.
But I think we need to be prepared to give people specific. I mean, we can't say, okay, if you're going to. I think it's a little vague to me.
The Fair Association can work with the judge's office and the Office of Emergency Management, and we can figure out there's not going to be a population of more than 250 at that time during specific things. Maybe we can consider that. But at this time, it's going
to
be too hard to police.
To work with the Fair Association.
It's too hard to police it at this time. It's safer to urge. It's better to urge caution and to say all events at the facilities are closed.
Commissioner Metter, no one on this bench has the experience with the fair that you do in the rodeo. I'd like to see you guys work to reschedule this, not cancel it. I'd like to see more of a postponement or rescheduling of this type of event, if you could help. Lead that if possible.
It's difficult.
I hear you, but timing is everything when you're showing and raising animals.
Correct.
I don't know if that would be a possibility. I mean, I think we should look at all options. I mean,
sure.
If that's a possibility after 30 days.
Sure.
But it's a huge, huge planning effort, you know, by thousands of people.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, if that's an option and the Fair Association thinks they can work through that and get it done, I'm sure they certainly will.
But you know, we have, my inclination was not to hesitate, but to look very close at where we were headed, where Texas was headed, certainly where we were nationally. But even in a recent press release, I felt like it was in the best interest of the county, with the caveat that this could change day by day But at this point, it would not be in the best interest to close these things.
Well, let me ask you this.
Things that have resulted in terms of even an additional individual who has contracted it, as well as what has taken place nationally, we've decided to move forward on it. That's why I signed the order.
I agree, yeah. But still, you know, I think we've got two or three weddings scheduled for the community center. And if we call them and say, look, if it's under 250, it's okay, you can do it.
Well,
we need to have somebody there to count heads? Or
let me just explain.
Are we going to take their word for it, or what are we going to do?
We shut our community building down yesterday. We got a phone call right off the bat from some lady that's got a wedding planned on the 21st or a memorial service. And she's flying people in from all over the world. She's flying people in from Europe. And we said, no, you're not. We're done. You can't do that. So you never know who's coming. It may be 200 people, but there may be 20 of them from overseas somewhere.
Well, but our order says 250 people. It doesn't say
that's what
overseas.
I know.
I mean, that's a personal decision that you made, and that's good. I appreciate it.
I'm just saying. I mean,
but, I mean, if we have a local wedding, you know, I mean, I guess we
believe me.
You
know, I don't like shutting this down before anybody else.
Yeah, I know.
And,
In light of what has just taken place in the last couple of days, gentlemen, it was not an easy decision. I got with the CDC, with the Texas Department of Health Services, with our representatives, our senator, with our health department, and we must do this to beat the peak. And that peak is coming, and I believe we must do this, and we will adjust as quickly as we can, understanding that there are enormous financial ramifications.
What is what's the significance of the 30 days? Is that, what do we think is going to be different? We don't know, but I mean, I look for it either to be a whole lot worse or a little bit better. I don't look for it to be a whole lot better. So what's the 30 days? Who came up with that number?
That number was we established that based upon what is a national number. The city of Houston established till the end of March. But they are fixing to up that number. I'm going to a press conference here shortly. We started out at April 5th because we figured if there's an incubation period, you start from this day, you go to this period. Problem is you have individuals exposed during that time period. We really could go a whole lot longer. We just felt like this was the max we could go, and we could always back up from it if we chose to by just having a meeting and backing up.
Well,
so it gives us the opportunity for what we need to do.
And commissioners, this particular order can be backed up without a commissioner's court meeting because it's granted to the authority of the county judge. So if we have less thing, we can back it up.
I'm not doubting it.
30 days was just the set because it's easy for the general public to understand from today going forward 30 days these activities.
And it gets this past Easter weekend.
Yes.
My other concern is, like Commissioner Better, you know, you got the fair coming up with all these kids that got all these animals that they've raised, put all this money in. Now here, you know, I know this is something we have to do. And you're not talking, I'm certainly not the computer guy. I'm not the IT guy, as everybody knows. But everything else we do is either video streamed or podcast, or is there a way, I don't know how you show your animals and then broadcast the sale. I don't know if you could do something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's... But.
Well, the fair, I'm sure, are already...
Working contingency plans.
I think what we have to do is just to make sure that we do everything in our power to make sure we get some kind of relief for those kids and those people that are doing something over there, try to make something happen for them.
Commissioner, I have to say, I appreciate what you guys are saying. I do. The deepest part of my heart, I do. I think that what you're saying is virtuous. I think it's the goodness of our county in that we're speaking to this issue the way that we are. I mean that, and I thank you for it, because I know everybody's heart is here and wanting to benefit our children and our families. This was not an easy decision to make. It wasn't made in a vacuum, as I know you know that. And so I chose to move forward on this knowing that there will be agreement, disagreement, and whatnot. At the end of the day, we'll see how it all turns out. But we will be watching it. We're paying very close attention to it. Our health authorities, along with our emergency management, Homeland Security, and many more people who have been involved with this, we are watching it. We'll make any adjustments that we can that make sense.
Yep. What happens if, and again, I'm not trying to pick this thing to death. I want to know.
Sure.
What happens if we do end up with a miracle within the next 10 days and it just kind of, we're done, everybody's getting well, you know,
I'd like to let the public know that I'd like to let the public know that we, based upon the current health situation as it relates to our county and in the best interest of the county, we have either removed or taken this off or adjusted it in some form or fashion to benefit the people of Montgomery County.
Yeah, and commissioners,
Terry Strozier just texted me, and she's got a gun event moving in. Who's going to go tell them to move out? Darren?
My chief of staff.
We can handle that. And we'll advise sure. Terry on how to handle deposits and stuff to make.
They're moving in
yeah,
right
we'll,
now.
Yeah, we'll handle that. We can take care of that.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. The timing, you know, it's something yeah. like this obviously is never convenient. We all know that. You all know that. So,
Judge, if but, we
go ahead,
if we sure. could, I know Melissa Miller has prepared some yeah. comments, has some great information that I'd like to share with the public on why this decision was made,
sure.
and hopefully that'll help everyone
well, also,
with understanding
have,
what, how hard it was.
I don't
yeah,
think anybody yeah. disagrees with the decision. I
yeah.
think it's a very good decision.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that to me there's a lot of moving pieces to it.
For sure.
We're
going to
get a million questions, and just like this, I mean, they're moving in. And I, BD told me yesterday we have no liability.
We can direct those questions to my office to
yep.
Commission.
We'll do everything we can to
yeah,
assist them.
And,
do you
and
want
also
all those
and dollars? any help, not all, and to our health department as it relates to the health issues. Also, Senator Crichton is here with us, and I've asked him to give us an update as soon as Melissa is
yep.
ready to.
And commissioners, before I sit down, I just want to let you know that
let me finish what I'm
yes,
saying.
Sir.
Just a few statements about what where we are from the state on this as well. Okay, thank you. Jason,
contact Terry Strozier.
I will take care of it. Yes,
very
sir.
Very quickly because yep. got to do something.
Yeah, per the judge's order, the EOC has activated at level 3, and so we'll be monitoring this around the clock with the public health district and the hospital district. So as things change, this will all change very fluidly. So
yeah,
and we'll keep
right
you abreast as we know things each day.
Okay, if you would call Terry, please, or text.
Yeah. Him. Yeah, Melissa, if you would come up and share just a few things with us, if you would, please.
You can start with the latest developments from today, I guess.
And if you also would tell everybody who you are and your organization.
Okay. I'm Melissa Miller. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Montgomery County Hospital District. In addition, we manage the public health district for the county. As you all are aware, or may not be aware, we have 2 presumptive cases, the original male that we talked about in his 40s. We now have a female in her 40s as well. Her travel history is a travel to New Orleans. This is the very beginning of the investigation into her illness. She is from Southeast Montgomery County, and she is in a hospital within the county. As of 10 a.m. today, we have 20 people under monitoring. Those are people at home that take their temperature twice a day and check in with the public health department if there's any changes in their care. They are then become a person of interest and are tested. We have 11 persons of interest at this time, and we have 6 persons of interest who have come back negative.
Can you explain what a person of interest
is? A person of interest is someone who is symptomatic and being tested. So with this declaration, what we're really aiming for from the public health standpoint is to slow down the virus and allow our healthcare facilities and others not to be overwhelmed with a tsunami of patients coming up all at once positive. As more people are tested, we are going to see positive results. There is going to be an increase of positives. That does not mean that they are going to be sick, they're going to be hospitalized, or they're going to pass away. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at an effort that the county is moving forward with to slow down that spread from limiting exposures and mass events.
Who's being tested? Well, what do you do? How do you get to be tested? Do you have to feel bad? You have to go to your doctor?
You are symptomatic. You go to your doctor. Doctor? And
We also have
and
our,
based on the criteria from the CDC, testing is done.
It's our chief medical director. Doctor, if you would tell us who you are and who you're with.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Robert Dixon. I'm the medical director for the Montgomery County Hospital District.
Yeah. Go ahead, Charlie.
So I feel bad. I go to the doctor. He tells me to go. Can he check me right there, or do I have to go somewhere else to be checked?
Correct. So the novel coronavirus, just for a little background for the commissioners, the coronavirus is a very, very common cold virus. This is a subtype of the coronavirus that has caused more widespread disease in the kind of the current pandemic that we're talking about. The test for it is out there, and it is out there commercially. You can get it through the state right now in Houston. We're sending all of our tests to Houston, and there are commercial laboratories coming online. So, Commissioner, if you went to your doctor and you're feeling unwell, they would examine you, and if they thought you were suspicious for it, and typically what we're recommending is that you go by the CDC guidelines, which currently say that if you have risk for it, so you have symptoms, you have fever and cough or your respiratory-type symptoms, plus some risk factor, which right now is travel to those five affected countries where the pandemic is worse, or if you have close contact with a known case, right? So if you fit those criteria, the doctor would test you. Now, they may test you for other viruses. I'd like to emphasize that we're still right in the middle of the influenza season, and from right now, you are way more likely to be, if you're unwell, to be positive for the influenza than you are for the coronavirus. So there's lots of other viruses out there. I think that as a medical community, we're going to be pretty selective with who we test. You're going to have to meet those CDC criteria. Why is that? Because we only have a certain number of tests. So, of course, the more significantly ill folks will get tested, and if you meet those guidelines.
All right. Thank you. Doctor,
you're welcome.
Lisa, thank you so much for being here. Senator Crichton, you've got some information for us concerning what you discussed with the state of Texas.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. It's good to be with you. I appreciate the action that you're taking. I think it's appropriate. I fully support it. I know all of us are in agreement that we don't want anyone to panic. We don't want any unnecessary hysteria. We don't want to enact policies that are a drag on businesses or that affect the lives of these kids that we just cherish the work they do all through the year and the hard work they put into these livestock competitions and all other categories of the fair and the association and what they do put on through 4-H and others. But I spent the day in Austin yesterday working and through the night last night, came back early this morning, and I think it's very appropriate what you're doing just to follow along with a prudent plan for containment and mitigation. We've seen some areas of China where one single day, has increased the number of cases there by 40%. So we know that 80% of the coronavirus positives are mild symptoms, and we know that another 20% are going to have difficulties. Maybe less than 5% of those would even be at risk of being fatal. So this is more about what do we do to look out for our parents and our grandparents. Look at it that way. And if a positive plan over the next 30 days of containment and mitigation, making sure that we limit the number of gatherings for some individual that might be affected by this, and we're also not only limiting exposure, but we're protecting our healthcare providers and relying on them to do their jobs. Because we all know we have a Montgomery County case in ICU. And it's an interesting case nationally among all the healthcare providers and professionals that are watching that case because that particular individual is in his 40s and his lungs are struggling. And that's not the typical situation. And so it's not necessarily about the fact that this is so widespread. I mean, yes, in the greater Houston region among millions, there are a couple of there are you know, less than 20 cases, and we're going to see that increase. But the point is to contain it and to mitigate the problem, and knowing the precedent in China and other areas that have not followed these types of prudent measures, again, in one day, those communities have seen a 40% increase. And with those increases to be that dramatic, they will see an increase in fatalities that could have been easily avoided. Would they be mass numbers? No. I think there's 80,000 different cases in China, and there have been a little over 3,000 fatalities. Yeah. And so those percentages are You know, to us, unacceptable. We don't want to have one fatality. We need to take the measures and the steps that we can through your leadership. I want to commend you for not following the region in making decisions, for not making political decisions that the rest of the region, I think, can't claim to necessarily say that they've made decisions based on data. Some of it's been politics, I think. But your very measured approach to wait and collect the data to make decisions based off of it and make decisions that keep us safe is very much appreciated, and I support it. So thank you very much for all that you do day in and day out for us. But especially as we're all going to find things are going to be fine, life is going to go on, we're going to get a handle on this. But these decisions will slow the rate of the spread down, and that is going to save some lives. Thank you very much.
Senator Crichton, thank you very much. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, sir.
At this time, we do want to make our time open to citizen comments. If anybody would like to make comment before we adjourn.
And, Judge, I want to... I think it was Commissioner Matter mentioned, what do we do with Little League? And I am more inclined to take, and I hate to address this now, but I think this is going to be a concern for everybody. I don't think I'm going to ask our Little Leagues to cancel in South Montgomery County. I think I'm going to try to limit the attendees, let the kids play the games with their coaches, with a few parents. Let's try to limit the activities under 250 at the field at any one time. But I just wanted to put that out there as an idea, as a way to move forward.
Nine fields in one location.
So do I. I'm going to ask them to stagger their times.
For the whole facility, or is that 250 per field?
I'm going to look at it for the facility, but I'm just going to try to ask them to manage the schedule appropriately to stay under
250. But again, how are you going to know? That's what I'm not getting right.
This is not an easy deal.
We have
made the order based, as you know, and I know you're in agreement in theory, certainly, on the 250. If you can do it by staggering times, adjusting your times, days, amount of people at the same time, some of these things we're just not going to be able to do. But what I have also found out about Montgomery County is that we are the most resourceful people to do what we need to do to benefit the greatest amount of people as we move forward. And I believe that we are able to do that in some form or fashion. The object here is to mitigate any future spreading, as you know. But thank you for the comment, Commissioner.
Okay.
If there are no other citizens' comments, as it doesn't seem there is, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.